Oakland A's baseball is just an hour away.
And that swung on it, hit the left center and hit well. Benintendi going back at the track, turning around. He'll look and watch it fly.
He skies one to center. Back is Buxton. Takes a look. Up it goes and gone.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access starts now.
We're getting you ready for a little Monday baseball here on A's Cast, where the Athletics will start a three-game set between the Minnesota Twins. Zach Logue has been good so far for the A's. Looking forward to his start going up against Chris Archer for the Twins. First pitch right here on A's Cast will be at 6:40. You're listening to A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron. Vince Catronio joins us from the press box. Happy Monday to you, Vinny.
Happy Monday. You had quite the guest earlier today, an interesting conversation. Look forward to seeing what entails coming up on A's Total Access with the great Bernie Williams. That was fun to see.
Yeah, what a nice guy he is. And you know, first and foremost, what he's trying to do to bring awareness to the disease that took his father's life. And you talk about a lung disease that not a lot of people know about, and the fact that he can use what he did with the Yankees to now help this platform that took his father's life, but hopefully can help a lot of people. It says a lot about the person and the man.
Absolutely. He was always a class individual when he was playing, and like quarterback for the Cowboys, playing center field for the Yankees is pretty high on the premier positions in all of sports. And I didn't realize until I saw Dan Brown's article in The Athletic that it affects over 50,000 people a year. That's a lot. And to bring awareness to this and try to find a way to ease the pain of those that have dealt with this, to have it a better outcome than what Bernie and his dad had to deal with, you certainly root for Bernie and the cause that they're trying to bring to the forefront.
In the year of discovery, Zach Logue, I got to tell you, I'm interested. We had him on the show, good young kid, but he's fearless. He, as you told me, and I end up talking with him, he's got that hockey mentality, the tough guy mentality. I want to see more, and we're getting it tonight.
We are, and interesting, Townie, remember when the A's went to Toronto and, A.J. Puck and Kirby Snead did not go, so it opened the opportunity for the A's to bring players up there, and Zach was one of them. He didn't pitch. He warmed up for one of the games but didn't come into the game. But talking with the Toronto people about Zach Logue, they were very impressed with what he had done to that point. He had a great year last year at AA and AAA. And you say, yeah, we've heard that before. A lot of guys have had good numbers in the minor leagues that don't translate to getting to the highest level. But what I've liked about him is that he's worked fast. He's not afraid to pitch inside. He knows who he is. And those things have worked so far. I mean, the two starts, 12 innings, two runs allowed, and they're both just on solo home runs. I like his toughness as well, and I think this guy, he recognized what he had to do. He found a little more velocity. He found the cut fastball, and he combined that with who he was, and it's given him this opportunity. And I brought this up to Mark Kotze, and I don't think he wanted to answer the question. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but if Zach Logue pitches well tonight, and Cole Irvin pitches well tomorrow on the rehab and comes out of it healthy, and we sure hope that's the case, maybe you consider a six-man rotation. Maybe you want to keep some of these arms up here and give them an opportunity to see what they can do over a longer stretch of games.
The old six-man rotation, yeah. Very interesting. But I'm with you.
Catfish Hunter and Ray Fosse, you want to hear that right now, listening to us from up above?
What,
that's kind of the way the game is.
You got how many relievers down there? I do want to talk to you. Remind me, we'll probably do it two days from now, but how fast guys are working, especially these young guys. Let's get into that in the next couple days, but we got to get to Bernie next. Thank you, Vince. Have a great call.
Thank you, buddy.
Four-time World Series champion, one of the greats of his era, Bernie Williams will join us next right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
It's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires postpaid Xfinity Internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures. No worries ahead. Because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron. Together ahead.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is A's Total Access.
Bernie Williams joined us earlier on A's Cast Live, the former great center fielder for the New York Yankees, now a musician, going to be playing the national anthem, today for us. Special to have him on A's Cast Live on the field earlier. And we talked about his memories playing here in Oakland against the A's.
Oh, my God, I am so grateful and so fortunate to be here. Be back after all these years. We had so many great things happen to us as a team and to me personally. So, it was a great ride. And now, it's just kind of coming full circle for me, baseball and music together.
You know, before we start talking about your baseball career and even as a musician, you know, we celebrated women yesterday here at the Coliseum who have had breast cancer. My mother passed away of breast cancer not too long ago, and I think about this disease that took your father, that takes a lot of people don't realize how many people die of this, just like breast cancer in this country, and the awareness you're bringing for your father. Before we get into all the other stuff, talk about that, because I know that's what means so much to you right now.
Yeah, it is a cause that is near and dear to my heart because of my father. I mean, my Bernabe Williams Sr. was the guy that took me in and taught me how to play the game of baseball at a very young age. And he taught me how my first couple of chords on the guitar, where I actually developed this great love for music and sports. It was because of him. And, of course, my mom. But in 2001, he passed away from this rare lung disease called idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, which is basically scarring of the lung tissue. And it is progressive, and it's terminal. You know, unfortunately, they haven't found a cure for it. But he basically had it, and he didn't know he had it until it was kind of too late. So I think, me sort of raising awareness about it, I think it could help a lot of people deal with this. A lot of the symptoms that are attributed to IPF could be confused with other, illnesses like asthma, COPD, bronchitis. But we are encouraging people to go to the doctor as soon as they started feeling symptoms, which, kind of like normal, kind of like, run-of-the-mill kind of thing. You know, it's like a persistent cough that doesn't end, that's always there. You start feeling fatigue and tired, things that you usually took for granted, like going through a flight of stairs or walking, down the beach or whatever it is, start feeling all these things that are not usual, that are not normal. We're encouraging people to go to the doctor so they can be referred to a lung specialist. And that person will be the one that could make the determination of to whether or not you have IPF, because you definitely don't want that in your life. And, you can move on. And if you have it, there's a website called lungsnu.com. where you can get information about how to get, options about your treatment, you can be in contact with doctors, caretakers, and even patients that are going through this same process. So you don't feel alone and you don't feel like you're battling this by yourself.
Yeah, when I was reading this today, I'd never heard of it. And then what I'm hearing, it takes the lives of almost as many women as breast cancer, and men can die of breast cancer. And just to know that, you know, what you did in your career with the Yankees is great, and now what you can do from that career to help people and save lives has to be very gratifying, and obviously honoring your father.
Absolutely, no question about that. I think, you know, one of the things that are the perks of, I guess, a profession like I had was you are kind of given a platform to utilize to make people aware of things that are close to your heart. If you want to help people, if you want to do whatever you want to do with your platform, it's just a blessing to have the opportunity to speak to people and to have the ear of people that will listen to you and what you have to say. So it's a blessing to have it, and I'm utilizing it now to bring this cause into, you know, the people's ears and eyes so they can be more aware about it.
Obviously, you're a very proud man. Obviously, you had an unbelievable baseball career. But when that was over, and we just talked off the air about playing at Yoshi's, when you finally were recognized as Bernie Williams, the musician, what did that mean to you? Because I know it's always about the World Series and all this kind of stuff, but now you're Bernie Williams, the musician. What was it like when people started recognizing you for your jazz guitar and what you've done in the two albums? What did that mean to you?
Very flattering. I think that, you know, I put a lot of effort into playing guitar and becoming the player that I have become, always keeping in mind that you know, this thing never ends. It's like baseball. You always learn something new every time you play. Guitar is the same thing. Music is the same thing. You have to keep this attitude of always being in a position that you are able to learn something from every experience that you have. When I was playing baseball, to me, the most important thing, I mean, the other things were great, you know, the perks, you know, the traveling, you know, obviously the compensation was, you know, obviously not bad at all. But I think to me what got me going was to get the respect of my peers, where they could look at you and say, look through the lineup and say, this guy is a player. Okay, we got to be careful with him, you know, because he knows how to play the game. He can hurt us, you know, whatever. Having that kind of level of respect from your peers that are playing, you know, your opposition as well as your players, that was where I got my kicks from. So in music, it's kind of like the same. You want to go into the scene and practice and work so hard that people could see you pass that whole facade of, you know, this former, you know, sports person is going to come in and maybe hack some chords and follow along. You want them to recognize, you know, the work that you have done, which is kind of similar to what they have done in their careers to be to the point that they are. So being part of the group, it has worked. I think you get that respect because you realize that nothing is given to you. You have to earn it and you have to work for it.
We will have part two of this conversation with Bernie Williams in just a little bit. Coming up next, Jessica Kleinschmidt will sit down with our buddy Mike Farron from XM Radio. He's on the MLB channel next right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their burial locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe, or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk, Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente, thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections, and Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. RingCentral. Message, video, phone, together.
And now an important message from music superstar Willie Nelson.
I've been fighting for legalization of the one thing that can bring comfort to millions. And of course, I'm talking about Skechers.
Can we stop the commercial? Willie, I don't think Skechers are illegal anywhere.
Really? But they feel so good.
Nope, you can wear them anywhere, Willie.
Well, pass the Skechers.
Skechers comfort feels so good because Skechers is the comfort technology company and has all the fits and features you need for ultimate comfort. Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it. Perfect pitch right on the black.
Breaking ball hit high in the air to left. It's deep. Back on it is Eaton. At the track, at the wall, and gone!
This is A's Total Access presented by Chevron.
Coming up, the A's will host the Twins today. But before that, Jessica Feinschmidt here as A's Total Access rolls on, joined by LBNet with radio on Sirius XM host Mike Farron. Farron, my friend, how are you today?
I'm great. Jessica, how are you?
I'm good. You're in Arizona. And it's interesting because during some of these winter months, the Arizona Fall League takes place. And for me, it's just a cool, like, to break it up, break up the monotony of the off season. But when I hear the AFL, and I'm a casual baseball fan, what's so impressive about the Arizona Fall League and why is it imperative to an organization?
Yeah, I mean, so I've been involved with the AFL doing games for almost 10 years now, and it's about the most fun that you can have because it's so, like, from a team standpoint, it's really important because you're getting either last looks at guys before they go on the 40-man roster, or you're getting looks at them against what is pretty high-end competition, and which usually at the equivalency of about double A. And for some players, it's like you're either getting at-bats, you're getting innings, because you've had injuries over the course of the year. It tends to be a hitter-friendly league because it's Arizona. Mm-hmm. And each team in the fall league has five different major league clubs that are associated with it. So, you know, in the A's case, they play in Mesa, obviously, because it makes sense that they play at the Cubs complex as their home team, but that it's close to Hoboken. They don't change ever. Always in that one. And so you have seven players from each organization that comes in and represents the team. And it's just a really great finishing school for prospects to get experience. And more than that, the Fall League is a pretty important finishing school for a lot of different people in baseball. Umpires cannot be fill-in major league umpires until they've completed at least one circuit in the Fall League. They have a number of young people that come in through their internship programs to be the baseball operations directors at each of those sites. And then they, many of them end up going on to work for teams or go to work for MLB. So the entire league is really a developmental league from the bottom up. And it's pretty cool. And if you're a fan who is, you know, maybe a little bit older than I am, so you're closer to 50, you may remember that spring training used to be a really great laid back time to get autographs, and it was pretty cheap. And the Fall League harkens back to that too, mm-hmm. which makes it a great time to come out and visit. The weather's great, and you can, you know, actually see players and talk to them and get your choice of good seats at whichever of the ballparks you want.
I like the one of my favorite sayings is I remember him when, and it's always kind of like that. And like I said, you really never know who you're going to see. We've been very spoiled watching some of the big names who weren't big names quite yet, just from a fan perspective. So I think it's great. I actually did finally officially meet you IRL at spring training. Right when I walked in, you were talking to Sean Murphy, you and Jim Duquette, who I absolutely love. And despite watching, we're trying to get Sean Murphy to be a little bit more open in some of his interviews, and he's getting there, but just watching him from like a perspective, and he's one of the best game planners in the game, and I forget how young he actually is. What have you liked and what have you seen about him over the last couple of years, and what's impressed you about him?
I think he's, when you factor in the position, right, when you factor in that offense tends to be at a little bit more of a premium in the catcher position, he's one of the best two-way catchers in baseball. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, in terms of some of the advanced metrics, there's only a handful of regulars who have been better than him offensively this year. And I realized that, that the batting average, so the on-base percentage, slugging percentage look low, but we're in a low offensive environment. And, you know, when you compare it to, you know, really only Wilson Contreras is ahead of him on most of those lists for regular catchers. I think Dalton Varsho is too, but Varsho plays more center field, or at least has played more center field this year than he has caught. So, you know, it's, I think that's one of the things that I really appreciate about him, is that, that, you know, he's been a very good offensive performer for the most part. He's hit for power. But he, while he can provide some pop for you, it's his defensive reputation that really gets most of the attention and should get most of the discussion. To your point, he's an excellent game planner. I mean, I think that's what his reputation is that he has a good idea of how to put down the right fingers at the right time. He's a really strong receiver. He's got a very good arm. And I think that despite the fact that he's probably a little bit more quiet with us, there is a confidence and some leadership qualities to him that, despite the fact that, you know, because of injuries and whatnot, he really doesn't have all that many, you know, plate appearances in professional baseball, let alone at the big league level. I mean, he has under 800 in the big leagues, but, you know, he's a guy that, that I think commands respect because of the way he goes about it. He's one of, I think one of the best catchers in the league. I'm really excited for the future. And I think, you know, the numbers are down a little bit this year to start, but I think by the end of the season, you're talking about a guy who's maybe not going to wow you with the batting average, but is going to get on base just enough and hit enough home runs that he is a more than productive hitter for the position.
Now you've been able to do, you've covered pro ball and we've discussed that, but you've also covered college ball. And something that I'm super curious about is just from what you've seen from these players, what is their mindset, do you think, from your lens, that is the difference between a guy in college who may or may not have MLB dreams compared to covering pro ball?
There's not the same amount of time that you're allowed to afford yourself. There are limits on, you know, how much you can work on your own, and there are limits to how much practice time you can have too, that the NCAA regulates. So it's more like, it's closer to high school ball in that sense, in that while you're at a high level of competition, you're playing, you know, during the regular season, 56 games over the course of the year, you're a little bit limited in what you can do. Whereas in pro ball, I mean, it becomes your career. So it's your focus, right? So it's baseball every day. It's, you know, you're at the ballpark for 9 to 12 hours, depending on how much you're working or what you're working on. And you're really trying to refine that. And as you go up the ladder, the talent level changes, right? So, you know, you have what, 200 some odd Division I college programs right now. Well, not all of those players are going to make it into pro ball. So the ones that do are kind of the cream of that crop. And then as you move your way up through the levels, especially when you go from A ball to double A, you're basically having the number of players that exist at the two full season A levels to double A. And then there's another huge jump, and in fact, a bigger one from triple A to the big leagues. And in fact, that jump has even been bigger now, I think, than it has been at any other point in time.
We will have part two with Mike tomorrow right here on A's Total Access. But coming up next, we'll take a look around the majors with Vince Catronio right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their burial locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe, or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
What's it like having supersonic Wi-Fi from Xfinity? It's fast, like riding a cheetah fast. Kitty, U-turn please. Unbeatable internet only from Xfinity.
Get supersonic Wi-Fi with a new Xfinity 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited gig internet with a 2-year rate guarantee, a free streaming box, and add Xfinity Mobile. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires postpay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
A Honda is more than just a vehicle. It's a gateway to spring adventure. Start your adventures with Honda, the brand owners are calling the most fun to drive. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 1.9% APR on a 2022 Honda Pilot or Passport and a 2.9% APR on a 2022 CR-V or Ridgeline. New vehicles are arriving daily at a local Honda dealer.
Start your spring adventure today at your Northern California Honda dealer.
See dealer for financing details. 2021 ACSI survey of customers rating the performance of their own automobiles.
Stitch Fix presents Keegan Michael Key's Wardrobe Breaker. The jeans with holes in the wrong places. Two tight sweaters and shoes with torn laces. Gonna bounce the clothes and fit me like a glove. I'm gonna Stitch Fix it. Find a brand new love. That's right. Stitch Fix makes it easy to get clothes you'll love by doing the shopping for you. So go to stitchfix.com and get $20 off your first purchase within 2 days of sign up. Terms and conditions apply. Gonna Stitch Fix it.
This is A's Total Access.
Well, last night as the A's were finishing up their series with the Angels and Sunday Night Baseball took place, history took place. Albert Pujols, for the first time in his history in the big leagues with 681 home runs, decided to take them out in a blowout loss, or a blowout victory rather, against the San Francisco Giants, the second oldest pitcher in baseball, 42 years of age, 119 days. And this is how it turned out for Albert Pujols against the Giants last night.
Pujols on the mound for the Cardinals in a 15-2 game in the ninth. He's got two outs. Look out. Gonzalez to right. Albert looking at it. So's everyone else. Albert's given up a homer. Now he knows what it feels like to be on the other end.
But he gave it up to a pitcher.
He's got an ERA now.
Actually, Joey Bart has done this a lot. He goes slow. This one to left. Back at the wall. And it's gone. Joey Bart with two strikes goes deep. And Albert's ERA is climbing.
Quickly.
Lamont Wade. No. This could do it. Albert's got his hand up. There you go. The ERA may be 54, but no one's going to forget what we saw tonight. And certainly the people that stayed to watch the end. Witness Albert Pujols with a baseball that he didn't hit as a souvenir. It's one he threw as a pitcher.
His fastest pitch last night was clocked at 66 miles an hour. Now, the oldest person to make his debut as a pitcher in the big leagues, Lena Blackburn, who actually was signed by Connie Mack back in 1907, one-third of an inning for the Chicago White Sox on June 5th of 1929. What was interesting about that, one-third of an inning, allowed one hit. He was the manager of the team, Lena Blackburn, as he pitched in that game for the White Sox. And on top of that, after he played, he became a scout for the Kansas City Athletics, but maybe more famously known as the man who discovered the Delaware mud that they use for rubbing up the baseballs to take the shine off the baseballs, as it used to a certain degree even to this day. Elsewhere around baseball today, J.D. Martinez has extended his hitting streak to 17 with the Boston Red Sox. They're in a 2-2 game with the Houston Astros. The longest hitting streak in the history of the Red Sox is 34, set in 1949 by Dom DiMaggio. Tonight, Madison Bumgarner takes the mound for the Arizona Diamondbacks at Dodger Stadium, where he has 131 career strikeouts. The record there for a visiting pitcher is 145, which is held by Tom Seaver. On this day in baseball history, elsewhere, Jim Palmer got his first big league win and a home run off of Jim Boughton, and that was in relief. He won 268 games in his career, and interesting, he was in relief in that game of Dave McNally. On this day also in 1984 with the Orioles, he was released by the Orioles, going 0-3 that year with a 9.17 ERA. How have times changed? The Houston Astros on this day in 1979 were sold to John McMullen for $19 million. On this day in 2011, Drayton McClain sold those same Astros to Jim Crane. It only cost $680 million. Also today in baseball history, and it certainly has something to do with the Oakland Athletics, Tony Phillips did something that had never been done before in the history of the Oakland Athletics.
Pulled down the line and deep, and it is gone. How about that? Tony Phillips, who is not known for his power, hits one just fair down the right field line.
Now it seems this year we've seen more first hitters in the lineup hitting home runs for the Orioles and against the Orioles. It seems to happen more this year than I have ever seen it. Phillips, the guy, the whole outfield was playing around to the left side, and what does he do? Pull it right down the line in right field. No question about it. It's gone.
Roy Smalley hit one first time up the other night, two nights ago for the Minnesota Twins. Phillips hits his second of the year to give the A's a 1-0 lead. Lines a base hit into right field. Mike Davis will score. Griffin rounding third, digging for the plate. And the A's get two more runs on Phillips' second hit of the game. Grounded up the first baseline. It's a fair ball. Eddie Murray seemed to have some problems with that ball. And it'll be a double for Phillips, who's working on the cycle. He has a single, a double, and a home run in three at-bats. Fly ball to right center field. Jim Dwyer on the move, and he can't come up with it. It'll roll all the way to the wall, and Griffin will score. Phillips is on his way to third. Let's see how they score that one. If it's a triple, it'll give him the cycle. I have to think it is. If Dwyer ever got to the ball. That's a three-base hit for Tony Phillips, and he has just hit for the cycle. He is 5 for 5. He has a single, in fact, two of them, a double, a triple, and a home run. What a night he's had at 4 RBIs.
Waited to the last time to pick up the most difficult hit in a cycle, and that's the triple.
That was Orioles television with the call, the first cycle in Oakland A's history. Also tonight, before tonight's game, as you heard with Chris Townsend earlier, Bernie Williams will be performing the national anthem. Well, he did a lot of special moments for him in his big league career with the Yankees, but here's an interesting one. ALCS game four, the Yankees against the Seattle Mariners.
One out, no one on. Bottom of the eighth, 1-0 Seattle. It'll be a 3-2. Swung on and hit high in the air to deep right. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone! Bernie goes boom. He drills a home run the short way in the right field seats. Burn, baby, burn! And the Yankees tie the ball game at one.
What a dramatic home run by Bernie Williams. He got the fastball away, and he was late on it, just like the other one, but this one he timed better, kept it fair. A high drive, Ichiro went back to the wall, made it seem like he had a chance, but that was gone by plenty, by humongous home run by Bernie Williams, because he just grabbed the momentum back away from the Seattle Mariners after the Boone home run. It's a 1-1 game. What a ball game.
You know, Mike, that home run, the ball was in, and Bernie hit behind it, inside out, and that is very much like the Sandy Alomar home run in 97.
That's John Sterling and Michael Kay on Yankees Radio. That's Today in Baseball. More of A's Total Access with Chris Townsend coming up next.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than The Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's Last Dive Bar.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
Looking to stay up to date on all things A's? Head over to athletics.com/A'sCast. That's athletics.com/A'sCast to listen to A's baseball and full 24/7 coverage of the A's only on A'sCast. With a single click, you can stream great shows, live pre- and post-game coverage, and, of course, all the great action of the A's this season. Head to athletics.com/A'sCast today.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hungered in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at iamhungerinamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And he swings and flies one to right. Deep in the corner, Marisnik giving chase at the wall. And out it goes for Jed Lowry.
A's Cast is your 24-7 destination for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access, presented by Chevron.
Let's quickly go over the scoreboard for today, brought to you by Mechanics Bank. It's the Tigers on top of the Rays, 3-2. That's in the bottom of the ninth. Marlins all over the Nationals, 8-1 in the seventh. Yankees lead the Orioles 4-1 in the seventh. We'll see how many home runs go out to left field now with that new wall of Camden Yards. Bottom of the sixth, it's a Blue Jays shutting out the Mariners 2-0. Bottom of the sixth. Cubs shutting out the Pirates 9-0. How about the Pirates? Got the win yesterday after getting no hit. We're scoreless. Braves and Brewers in the sixth. Top of the third, it's the Rangers now on top of the Angels 6-3. Angels got out early in this one, but here comes the Rangers. And in the top of the fifth, White Sox 3, Royals nothing. And the Giants right now, they are being shut out in Coors Field very early in that game, just in the second inning, and we got a delay right now, weather delay between the Astros and the Red Sox, tied 2-2 in the sixth. Let's get the injury report brought to you by Kaiser Permanente. Remind you to stay safe, stay positive, and stay healthy. Visit kp.org today. What's going on with Stephen Vogt and that knee? Here's Mark Kotze.
Yeah, Stephen's starting his baseball activities. As you mentioned, he was out here running today. I haven't got the report on how it went, other than from you, Manolo, that he's running full speed, and I think he's in a group today to start hitting as well.
That is good news. Sad to see Stephen Vogt on the sidelines right now. We want to see him back playing, no doubt, and seeing him in the knee brace, not good. Want to see him contributing out on the field, and it was fun starting to watch him play some first base, and hopefully we'll see him off the IL soon. Coming up next, part two of our conversation with the great Bernie Williams right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Hot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
Earlier today, Bernie Williams stopped by the set of A's Cast Live on the field as he's getting ready to do the national anthem tonight. And I asked him about how his baseball career has helped with his music career.
Oh, there's so many parallels that I could draw from the sports world into the music. First and foremost, being a team player. You mentioned that you're kind of out there front and center, but the people that are behind you, backing you up, I kind of take the whole music thing as a sort of learning a language and having a conversation with your band members. It's not about me being front and center and they backing me up. It's about me interacting with them and utilizing their talents also to make this collective as good as it can be. So that's one thing. The other thing is performing under pressure. You know, when you're in the batter's box and it's you and the pitcher, crowd seeing, umpire there, it's just this great battle that you have psychologically and physically. It puts a lot of pressure on you, but it's all about the preparation that you have put into to get to that moment. So in music, it's the same thing. You know, you go out there on stage, and if you're prepared and you know what you're playing and you have control of your, you know, instrument, you can have more fun interacting with the crowd and with the audience and getting them into the music. If you're not ready, it could be as hard, as challenging, as nervous as being on the plate with having no clue what's going to happen. So, and then, you know, after that, I mean, there's so many more parallels that I could draw that from the world of sports I was able to draw into my preparation as a musician. And they have worked, I mean, so good, so well.
Well, you guys and that core group, I mean, like I said, you played in 121 playoff games. And you think about all the World Series. And I know you guys have gone back to Yankee Stadium. You've been honored, obviously. But have you guys really had a time where you guys can really sit back and go, wow, look at everything we accomplished?
Well, I tell you the truth, man. I still haven't gotten to that point where I can just sit on the couch and just say, you know what? It's been a long journey. It's been quite a ride. That's the same thing that I was doing when I was playing baseball. The moment that I would sit back and start looking at what I did, I would become stagnant and not grow. To me, it was all about the next at-bat. It was all about the next game. It was all about the next season, the next 10 years. You know, where am I going to go? You know, where is this going? It is kind of funny to think about the things that we did and having the opportunity to maybe see some games, you know, in retrospect and see, wow, I looked a lot slimmer back then. I have black hair, you know. It's just like, wow. It's kind of nice to see. Yeah. It's almost like a lifetime ago of experiences. You know, the one thing that I've always trying to stress is just moving into the next thing and what's next, because then life is too short, man, to just kind of rest on your laurels and then try to, you know, think about what you did in the past. As long as I have a breath in my lungs, I'm going to try to keep pushing forward and do things that I've never done before, try new things and learn like it's my first day on the earth.
Well, I know A's fans would want to know. Go back to a couple of those series that were great battles and how loud this place was. Oh, and what was it like to be a Yankee going up against these A's, hard-nosed A's? That was kind of the start of what ended up being a movie, Moneyball and everything. That was leading up to that. What was it like playing against those A's, and what was it like playing in the stadium?
It was awesome. I always liked playing in the stadium. I loved the sort of the openness of it. As a hitter, it was a different story, though, because of the foul territory. It really got me frustrated. I got a pop fly. And, oh, man, the first baseman or the third baseman catching that ball, it was so frustrating. But other than that, being able to play with these fans, which are probably, I would compare them to, you know, the rivalry that we have in Boston with the Red Sox, coming into the West Coast, this was probably the toughest place for me to play. And the fans were, you know, they were like that sort of missing element, you know, that would jump in and really rattle the team, you know, and you cannot do any mistakes out there. There was one time, I think I was facing Mike Oakwitz, who bases loaded, right? I think it was like a night game, and I'm battling with him, you know, ball one, ball two, strikeout, foul, a couple of pitches, counts goes to 2-2. He throws me a forkball in the dirt, right? And I see it, and it's like, okay, ball four. It's ball three, but I think it's ball four. So I start walking down the line, and I look in the dugout. I see everybody just falling off their chairs laughing. Joe Torre is like this. Oh, God, there we go again. And then I look at the batter's box, and the umpire is like, come back here. So I was walking from first base thinking that I that had to walk. So this count is 3-2. The fans are really over, really on me, like really riding me hard. Wouldn't you believe that the next pitch, I hit it out of the ballpark. Grand slam. As I'm running the bases, everybody's like, boo. Yeah. The dugout is just laughing, and the umpire is like, oh, you doofus, man. It's such a lost cause. But yeah, that was kind of like, you know, part of the history that I had here in the stadium.
Yeah, no, there's great history and some great battles. And let's end on this. I mean, you're gonna go down. I mean, you think about Yankee great center fielders, you know, Joe DiMaggio was from here in Northern California. You think Joe D, you think Mickey Mantle, you think Bernie Williams. Playing center field for the Yankees is kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it's a very coveted position in sports, all sports. That and shortstop, you know, I think Derek sort of made that kind of a famous position as well. But I think, you know, it was a combination of staying balanced and trying to be myself and not really try to put the pressure of emulating all these great players that played before me. And at the same time, pushing myself to be the best that I could be so I can make my mark in the game, whatever that was, you know, at the time. Trying to leave the game with no regrets, you know, put it all out there on the field. And, you know, when it was time to go, I said, you know, I did it, and I did it my way. I had a lot of great memories. I was very fortunate to be a part of teams that went to the World Series. There are people that play this game for years and years and years and never really had an opportunity even to go to the playoffs. So we went to the World Series 6 times, and we came victorious 4 of them. So it is something that you have to feel so much gratitude for, you know, the time, you know, the place, the people, and all the experiences, you know, that I went through that are still, you know, so vivid to this point, you know. And I'm so happy and so blessed to have the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, it's great to have him on. You can check out the entire interview, athletics.com/A'sCast. Up next, it's the Skipper and Ken Korak as we get you ready for Twins and A's right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD and follow along with @TOPS. Visit TOPS.com for more information.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly, cookies and milk, Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
Innovation, it's at the heart of Cal State East Bay. Like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants. Or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
A's fans, there is no better way to stay in touch with the A's and even our players than following us on social media. Just head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social for a full list of our social coverage, from player accounts to Twitter handles and more. Now is the time to stay in touch. Head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social today.
DQ presents. Picture this. You stand before the awe-inspiring new signature stack burger menu at DQ, and your mouth wonders, where have you been all my life? That's 5 taste bud tempting cheeseburgers with 100% real seasoned beef. You peek at the loaded A1 stack burger with 2 premium sauces, then the flamethrower stack burger with tongue-tingling jalapeno bacon. Then you realize moments like these are exactly why we have the DQ signature stack burger menu. DQ. Happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
On a Monday at the Coliseum, the Twins are in town. First of a 3-game series and kind of a home-at-home for the A's and the Twins, because the A's opened the last road trip, of course, by playing the Twins at Target Field. And Mark, Frankie Montas yesterday, what can we say? I mean, 12 strikeouts in 6 innings, and to me, kind of the definition of an ace.
Yeah, I would agree with you, Ken. I think Frankie's kind of taken upon himself to lead this staff. You can see the maturation on a daily basis. You know, he had a great performance yesterday. We unfortunately weren't able to get enough runs for him to to complement that performance with a win, and that's happened twice to him now, where he's gone out and dominated games, and the offense hasn't been able to pick him up. You know, things can change, but in terms of his leadership, he was probably the first one to the field today, 12:30 this afternoon, getting his work in and dedicated to his process and his routines.
Don't you think with leadership and things that might rub off would be pitching out of trouble, pitching out of jams, like after you walked Ohtani in the third inning, first and third, he gets out of that, a couple errors behind him, and he just kind of went right through that and it didn't bother him.
Yeah, it didn't bother him, you know, and he gave us everything he had yesterday. He went 100 pitches again. His previous outing in Detroit, he went back out for that seventh inning and gave us 105 plus. So Frankie's definitely a workhorse as well as a leader.
You guys used the sacrifice bunt three times yesterday. Do you think there'll be a little bit of a trend in the game more toward teams doing more bunting because offense is down?
Well, I think we're seeing a little bit of that. You know, in terms of those sacrifice bunts, I think our guys are, you know, doing everything they can and trying to create runs for this offense, and if that includes, you know, the sack bunt and utilizing it, or, you know, utilizing the bunt for a hit to get on base. You know, I like what they're doing. They're establishing a little bit of an identity, but again, you know, you talked about it in the question. Is offense down across the board? Yes, and I think you're seeing teams try and do more fundamental baseball to generate more runs.
Is it also might be a good way to attack the shifting, Mark, like thinking of Kevin Smith's bunt yesterday?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you're utilizing this bunt for a base hit, and the defense right now, as they currently play in a shift with the second baseman, you know, with a right-handed hitter up behind second base, it opens up that right side and gives you a chance if you get it by the pitcher for a base hit. And on the other end, you're bringing the corners in if you're dragging to third, and you may open up that 5.56 hole to get a ball by them.
You know, I might be being a little Pollyannish because we know it's been a struggle offensively, but I don't know if you see it this way. Looking at guys that might be trending in the right direction for your offense, I'm thinking of Laureano and Jed Lowry. Elvis has gotten five or six hits in his last four or five games. Luis Barrera had the big home run the other day. Do you think your club might be trending in the right direction?
Absolutely. I think these guys are continuing to believe in the process, to believe in their routines. You know, ultimately, this is a game of failure, and when you're successful 30% of the time, you're looked at as an all-star player. So, you know, I do believe these guys, you know, will continue to progress in the right direction. You're seeing guys take more pitches. We're walking more. Our strikeouts are down. So, you know, I think, you know, we're right there where we need to be in terms of, you know, the things that we need to make improvement on where we are.
Anything you could glean from the series against the Twins last weekend that could be applicable during this series?
Well, there were three one-run losses. So, you know, some of those one-run losses are about luck, and hopefully that turns our way in these games. And, you know, we can get that big hit or that C&I single and take advantage of it.
All right, Townie, that's Mark Kotze, and we'll send things back down to you.
I love it. We got a little A's baseball coming your way, and Bernie Williams about to do the national anthem on his jazz guitar. Doesn't get any better than this. A's Twins next. Right here on A's Cast, and I'll talk to you after the ball game.
You know when you see a great deal on a phone and then you find out it's not for you? Not at Verizon.
They just gave us all a new iPhone 13.
So we both got the same great deal.
Yep.
Get iPhone 13 on us with select trade-in and 5G unlimited plans for every customer, current, new, everyone, to show the love. Only from Verizon. $799.99, 128 gigabytes only, device payment purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line required. Less up to $800 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply.
Stitch Fix presents Keegan-Michael Key's Wardrobe Breaker. Provided with jeans with holes in the wrong places. Two tight sweaters and shirts with torn laces. Going about the clothes and fit me like a glove. I'm gonna Stitch Fix it, find a brand new love. That's right, Stitch Fix makes it easy to get clothes you'll love by doing the shopping for you. So go to stitchfix.com and get $20 off your first purchase within 2 days of sign-up. Terms and conditions apply. Go to Stitch Fix it.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services. specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Looking to stay up to date on all things A's? Head over to athletics.com/A'sCast. That's athletics.com/A'sCast to listen to A's baseball and full 24/7 coverage of the A's only on A'sCast. With a single click, you can stream great shows, live pre- and post-game coverage, and, of course, all the great action of the A's this season. Head to athletics.com/A'sCast today.